It's that time on a Monday when we see who got it done recently since we last met. We've had coronations. Seems appropriate. It's called Divine Shine, and it works something like this.
Down the lane he comes, full around the way. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi!
Hey, yes, sir. It has been too long since we've heard that. It is time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hop Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde. Creaminess of a hef, all the hop aromas of a Northwest pale ale. There's nothing else like it in the marketplace right now, easy for me to say. I'm Alex, Steve and Nick across from me. We're all going to name a couple of our top performers or performances from over the weekend. Who going to start?
You go first.
I'm going to go first. I don't know if anybody could possibly be shining more than Alexander Ovechkin is currently shining.
So hype right now. Anything's possible!
I mean, all the stuff about winning Washington's first ever Stanley Cup aside, Ovi, obviously, in addition to winning his first ever cup, finally made his first Stanley Cup finals this year. That dude living it up very large right now. Actually, still living it up large right now.
Living it drunk.
Cup is joining him for the entire ride. First, he threw out the first pitch at a Nats game, messed it up because he was drunk, then had Max Scherzer let him have a makeup throw, which only happens, by the way, if you just won a title for a city.
Yes.
Then he decided that the cup itself needed to go bar hopping, went to a place called Tony and Joe's, did a keg stand out of the cup. Then he decided after all that hard work doing keg stands, he needed to cool off a little bit. So he took off his shirt, swam in a decorative fountain at the George Washington waterfront. Then he went to a place called Cafe Milano, took the cup behind the bar, which again only happens when you win a trophy for a city.
Yep.
Then an extremely hammered Ovi and the cup, which I also assume was extremely hammered, somehow ended up in a photo op with Ivanka Trump at the end of the night. Then the final image thrown up on Twitter at 3 a.m. yesterday morning, Ovi in bed with the Stanley Cup.
No way he slept.
Huge smile on his face. He is living the best life right now. Alexander Ovechkin shined. Using the harp
change
for this one.
Up.
A harpsichord.
You're right.
Nonetheless, could I go second?
Yeah, go.
Derek Jeter, number two.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
I was kidding.
Oh, it's not Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter shine?
I was going second.
Did he make another horrible move for the Marlins?
I actually am going to go justify.
All right, I'm not going to do it again.
He was very shiny. How often do you get to watch a big race at 35,000 feet? Yeah, I was a little east of Denver on my United flight. 13th ever to win the Triple Crown. Second since 1978 is run. It's historic. As impressive as we've seen, save Secretariat. Faced more challengers in the three races, 34, than any other winner. Joins Big Red as the only to wire the field in both the second and third jewel of the Triple Crown, the Preakness and the Belmont. At age 52 is jockey Money Mike Smith,
Preakness,
oldest to accomplish the feat. And for the novice, the reason the Triple Crown is so rare, you get one shot. You know, qualifying three-year-olds only, no getting back at it next year, like if somebody loses a heartbreaking Masters or World Series. It was impressive. The only one, along with Seattle Slew, 1977, to have never lost upon the coronation. Justify, shining.
I have Brandon Crawford of my San Francisco Gigantes.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
So since the calendar has turned to June, Crawford has been just on an absolute tear. He is 16 for 30. That's batting .533, 9 extra base hits, 2 home runs, 6 RBI. He's already won 3 straight gold gloves at shortstop over his career, back to back to back. A streak that's probably going to continue because Corey Seager is out for the year with Tommy John surgery. So when people think of Crawford, they don't think that he's the prototypical power hitting shortstop, but this is exactly what he has turned into this month and really going back to May. He's hitting .439 since May 1st. He went from a slash line of .189, .237, .300 up to .338, .385, and .536. He's leading the Giants in WAR with 2.9. He's on pace to blow away his best WAR season ever, which was in 2015. And I just love being able to watch a guy with a glove as good as Crawford's every night. And it's time to get his due recognition nationally, starting with this segment, because he is shining.
Case of a guy showing everyone how you're supposed to respond to getting a large free agent contract. J.D. Martinez is shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything possible!
Hit his 21st home run of the season over the weekend, drove in his 54th run. Both of those have him in front of everyone else in both leagues by a somewhat comfy margin. The dude just got a 5-year, $110 million deal to join the Red Sox. With that comes a lot of pressure and expectations. When Boston gives you a crap ton of money, you're expected to deliver on a bit bigger stage than anywhere else. So the fact that he leads the league in homers, RBI, total bases, has a .316 average, slugging .654, simply a bit bigger than it would be if he played on the Padres or something. Alex Cora told reporters he's also taken a leadership role with the team, taking Rafael Devers under his wing to show him how to hit and think at the plate. Actually adjusted some things on his swing this weekend. It's what you want from a veteran you pay a ton of money to. Then he goes out on Saturday, launches his 21st bomb of the year. J.D. Martinez shine.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors kind of shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything possible!
You know, despite all the whining about Durant joining a juggernaut and the refs and drama, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they won 3 of 4. They've won the NBA West 4 consecutive seasons. It doesn't happen that often. I mean, you know, as far as the dynasty, think about the Celtics of Bill Russell, 11 rings over 13 years, and the whining about they haven't faced an historic opponent. Well, what are they supposed to do, not play the team in front of them?
Yes.
We are witnessing a dominating team, like it or not. Deal with this. Want to know why? They ain't going anywhere right now. The Dubs, shining.
Very quickly, Jakob deGrom from the New York Mets has been shining the past 2 weeks.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything possible!
The Mets ace was nearly struck by the Mets injury curse earlier this season with a dislocated elbow, but he has come back with a vengeance, going at least 7 innings in his last 5 starts, but it's his last 2 that he's looked like the DeGrom of old. Went 7 innings with 13 strikeouts, giving up 1 run against the Cubs, and then against the Yankees on Friday night, went 8 innings, struck out 8, only 2 earned runs allowed, and because it's the Mets, he actually got credit with the loss. That's just incredible. Since coming back off the DL about 5 starts ago, DeGrom has a 1.25 ERA, a .200 batting average against, and 50 strikeouts in 36 innings. So DeGrom is shining for the Mets, and he might just shine his way out of the Mets by the trade deadline.
Oh my heavens!
All right, that's a wrap.